An interesting Cox Cable story. My duplex, West Beach, closed last weekend. Usually have the seller call to cancel on the day close, and then the buyer calls. But this was confusing. It was a short-term rental, and they were talking about leaving the equipment and internet and all that stuff. So it turns out that the buyer can't start until the seller officially cancels, and then they wanted the buyer and the seller on the line at the same time if you want to leave the equipment, which was not something we were able to do. And then the buyers decided, you know what, we'll just get new equipment. So that was the end of that. Fellow agent, in case you have a furnished summer rental available for 3 months, let me know. They're on a budget, $120,000 a month. This is, no matter how much money you make in Santa Barbara, you can always feel poor. Okay. Security deposit. This is kind of new. I can't give you the date. Maybe a year ago. Maybe a little longer. It used to be that a landlord could charge a security deposit equal to 2 months of the rent. And if it was a furnished rental, you could charge 3 months of the rent. Now, I don't think generally landlords got or asked for the maximum, but it's not as if I took a survey, but just in talking to Ron Wolf over the years, I don't think they did. So they made a new law saying that landlord can only ask for 1 month's security deposit equal to the 1 month rent, not two. Now, there's a security deposit disclosure agreement and addendum that I'm looking at, and it doesn't address the furnished rentals. So I don't know if you're allowed to ask for a security deposit equal to more than the 1 month's rental, but I'll have to find that out and tell you next week. However, if the landlord, when can a landlord charge 2 months security deposit despite this new law? This is when a landlord owns no more than two buildings. First of all, it's a natural person. In other words, not a corporation. Could be an LLC. And you own no more than two residential properties that collectively include no more than four dwelling units. So if you own two duplexes, you could ask for security deposit equal to 2 months rent versus the new law, 1 month's rent. If you own three single family homes, then you own more than two residential rental properties, even though you own less than the four dwelling units. So then you can't. It's kind of I don't know how they came up with that equation. However, there's an exception to that. Even if a landlord meets those conditions, if you're an active member of the armed forces, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Space Force, Coast Guard, or Reserve, member of any of the just named forces who is ordered into active duty, or a member of the California National Guard, State Guard, or Naval Militia, called or ordered into active service. They gave them an exception. So that's a good thing. No problem there. A listener called me on June 14th. Well, it was a Saturday. And he called to talk about the fact that I mentioned that I finally bought 30% vinegar at Home Depot to use in my sprayer instead of using poisons. And he called to say he's been doing it. And he uses a little recipe that I remember hearing about, and I remember telling someone about it, where you add liquid soap and, I didn't write it down, something else. I don't know if it was borax, maybe. And he said the soap can help it attach to the weeds. And he just uses regular vinegar, which is a hell of a lot cheaper than the $20 a gallon I paid at Home Depot for 30%. But I was afraid to just use the 30% because Mimi uses 40 or 45%. Now, I bought the 30%. I put a couple of drops on some weed, and in 24 hours, I mean, it was deader than Roundup. So I wouldn't want to do the whole mixture thing, but he gets away with it. It works for him, and he's just using regular vinegar. But so I guess I'll have to experiment sometime and do a test on two weeds and see which one comes back. And then he said something nice about my mom, that he listens to all her little impressions. And he says he keeps hearing them over and over again, but he just puts a smile on his face and he appreciates that I talk about my mom now and again. And what was ironic is that he was calling me on June 14th, which was the anniversary of her passing. She died June 14th, 2019. And in July, I went out there and, you know, I had to take care of her condo and all that stuff. But June 14th was the anniversary, and a client of mine gave me an orchid. And for some reason, I've never owned an orchid in my life. I've kept it alive. And this year, there were 9 flowers on June 14th. So her favorite numbers were 3, 6, and 9. So there you go. Bob's your uncle. Thanks, Mom. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.